Good morning and welcome to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you from the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament, 30th anniversary of the tournament. It's been going on for 30 years now, of course, give or take a few years where they weren't in action, but lots of games already in the books. Today, it is the championship brackets. We're going to kick things off with the Headwaters bracket between Hibbing Chisholm and Brainerd Pee Wee A and AA teams, respectively. Brainerd team this morning will be donned in their, I want to call it robin blue jerseys, a little gray accent, gray numbers on the back of their jerseys. Blue helmets. They'll be starting things out on my left-hand side. And the right-hand side will be Hibbing Chisholm. They're wearing white jerseys, navy blue stripes on their sleeves, big H across their chest. They will be down to my right. We will get you our starting lineups coming up here in just a few moments. Thanks to all of our great sponsors of today's game, including Hagen's Heating, McDonald's of Bemidji, Ottertail Power, Paul Bunyan Communications, and Stitsworth Meats. Thanks to the Beaver Radio Network. That's us. We bring you these games, starting this morning with the first of the championship games between Hibbing, Chisholm, and Brainerd. The Brainerd team, coached by Dave Stangram. Assistant coach is Josh Anderson and Eric Wyckoff. Team manager is Bruce Kennedy and Aaron Kennedy. Their squirt escort from Bemidji is Waylon Pashinsky. They are sponsored by Deerwood Bank. Brainerd lost both games on Friday, 6-0 to Roseau and 4-3 to Minot. On Saturday, they tied 3-3 with Hastings and then defeated Eveleth Gilbert 8-2 in the bracket play. While Hibbing Chisholm, they lost both their games on Friday, 6-0 to the Grand Forks Greyhounds and 8-0 to Champlain Park. Then on Saturday, lost to St. Cloud 8-0. But more importantly, they won their bracket game. 5-2 win over Virginia on Saturday to get here to this Headwaters bracket this morning. We're about a minute away from our starting lineups. And we will come back after this word from our sponsors.
Hagen's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Hagen's Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Hagen's Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Ottertail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go!
Try something new!
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you on the Beaver Radio Network. We get you our starting lineups between Hibbing, Chisholm, and Brainerd this morning. You can hear the crowd.
Starting in goal, number 35, Ryan Gerlich. On defense, number 6, Chad King. At the other defense, number 8, Kelvin Sendrum. Starting at left wing, number 7, Landon Mackow. On right wing, number 9, Kate Stendrum. And starting at center, number 2, Carter Gustafson. And now for Hibbing, starting in goal, number 31, Drew Rocker. On defense, number 18, Ben Galley. At the other defense, number 10, Christian Edmonds. Starting at forward, number 2, Isaiah Hildebrand. Number 7, Jack DeBargy. And number 17, Tyler Rotzi. Let's play hockey, fellas.
Those are your starters here this morning. As I mentioned before, Brainerd will be to my left. They'll be skating from left to right to start this first period. 17 minutes up on the clock to start things out here. Again, starting between the pipes for Brainerd will be Ryan Gerlich. Center ice will be Carter Gustafson. Left wing will be Landon Mackow. Right wing, Cade Stengrum. On defense today, Chad King and Calvin Stengrum. For Hibbing, between the pipes will be Drew Rocker. On defense today, Ben Galley and Christian Edmonds. Up front for Hibbing Chisholm will be Isaiah Hildebrand, Jack Gabardi, and Tyler Rotzi. Those are the starters for today's first round. It's the Headwaters Bracket Center Ice as we get ready to face off here from the Sanford Center. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Brainerd sends a puck into the offensive zone. It's slid out by Hibbing's Ben Galley. Inside the offensive zone, Tyler Rotzi sends it into the corner. Back wall collected there by Calvin Stengrum. Drifts over to the far right corner, now tied up underneath the skates of Calvin Stengrum. Broken free, back the other way, here comes Brainerd. Saucer pass out at center ice. Driven into the offensive zone by Cade Stengrum. Intercepted. Here comes Christian Edmonds back up the ice. He'll gain the center line and drive the puck down low. Chasing after it was Chad King. Driven back along the near half boards and poke checked out by Brainerd's Kale Koop. Hibbing Chisholm with the puck. Jace Kamsula sent it to the back wall behind the net of Ryan Gerlich. And Brainerd will exit their zone. Off the ice here comes Easton Anderson. He'll pass it over to the left, find Wyatt Glass. Glass with a shot, just missing wide. The pass intercepted and driven out of the zone by Kamsula. Inside Hibbing Chisholm territory, it'll be collected there by the defenseman. Cleared out by Reese Fisher. Brainerd intercepts, nice pass up the middle. Here comes Gustafson. Gustafson, a pass out in front, nice block there by Hibbing. Puck is driven back out to neutral ice. Collected there by Gustafson again for Brainerd. He'll drop it off for Stengrom. His pass, bounces high. It's collected there by Drew Rocker. The goalie for Hibbing coming up with a spectacular save there. The puck was bouncing high into the air. Somehow he got his glove up and under it, collected it like a pop-up. Off the face-off, Brainerd with the puck, a shot stopped. Another big save there by Rocker as the puck was sent toward the net by Wyatt Glass. Again, Brainerd losing their first two games on Friday, 6-0 to Roseau and 4-3 to Minot. Saturday, they tied Hastings 3-3, and then in the bracket play, defeated Eveleth Gilbert 8-2. I'll tell you how Hibbing Chisholm got to this point here in just a moment. Next stoppage. Back to the blue line, kept in. Nice battle at the blue line there. Wyatt Glass drives the puck to the corner, picked up there by Gustafson. Out in front, centering pass, a shot, and a goal. That one came right up in between the circles in the slot. I think they're going to credit that one to Landon McCow. 14:31 left here in the first period. We'll see who they give credit to. I believe it'll be number 7. 1-0 Brainerd here in the first period of our Headwaters Bracket, Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for tuning in this morning. This is a New Year's weekend tradition here in Bemidji, 30 years strong. A lot of great people involved in this tournament that have kept it going and made it one of Northern Minnesota's premier tournaments with lots of bells and whistles. We'll tell you all about that coming up here during our day's broadcasts. As Brainerd sends that one in on net, it'll be smothered by Drew Rocker. Faceoff will come just to the right of Rocker. Hibbing had won the draw. It's kept in at the blue line by King.
Scoring Ravens' first goal on the 2:29 mark in the first period. Number 10, Ryan Kennedy. Assisted by number 9, Kate Stengrim. And number 2, Carter Gustafson. Kennedy from Stengrim and Gustafson.
So they're going to give the goal to Kennedy. Ryan Kennedy with the goal at 2:29 of the first period. They gave the assist to Stengrom and Gustafson. So Brainerd leads 1-0 here, 12:56 to play. A shot, and that one's going to sneak past the goaltender. A good battle there, bouncing all over inside the crease, and Rocker gives up his second of the day. Brainerd goes up 2-0 with 12:53 left here in the first period. We'll get you the scoring here in just a moment. Brainerd up the ice again. Poke checked away. Nice play there by Aiden Jerkovich. Brainerd again with a pass. Oh, tipped high. Went off the stick of Landon McCow.
And the four will set the record for the first period. Brainerd has set the goal for number 7. Landon McCow, unassisted.
So that will be credited to McCow. The second Brainerd goal. Back to the blue line, Glass with a shot blocked out in front. Nice big play there by Aiden Jerkovich again. Tate Merton tries to keep the puck out of the zone. It's carried back in by Brainerd. It's Hibbing Chisholm trying to clear it up the ice. And they're going to call icing. against Hibbing Chisholm. We'll get a faceoff back inside their zone. Hibbing Chisholm representing the North Division here this morning. Pee Wee A-team. They lost both their games on Friday, 6-0 to the Grand Forks Greyhounds and 8-0 to Champlain Park. Then on Saturday, lost to St. Cloud 8-0, but won their bracket play game 5-2. Win over Virginia on Saturday evening. And that is what got them here to this Headwaters Bracket Championship game. Up the ice was Isaiah Hildebrand. He got bumped off the play, and Brainerd comes up with the puck. Ooh, skating right into the wall was Easton Anderson. Back inside Hibbing's zone, Cale Coop. Played at the back wall, chipped away. That puck's gonna sail all the way back up to the goaltender, Ryan Gerlich. So he set it aside there for Chad King. Picked up now by Anderson, back out to center ice. Driven back toward the Brainerd blue line, but they will get control of it. Martin Timmons with the puck. And it'll be driven up the ice by Hibbing's Jack Gabardi. 2-0, Brainerd leading Hibbing Chisholm here in our Headwaters Bracket, first period of hockey. First goal came for Brainerd off the stick of Kennedy, the 2:29 mark. And he struck again 2 minutes later. McCow with the second Brainerd goal. Inside Brainerd territory, Jace Kamsula. Christian Edmonds tried to send it back into the zone, and now Brainerd will drive it up the ice. Swept away by Drew Rocker. Tied up over along the near wall, Wyatt Glass. Hook check free there by Landon McGough. Hibbing will flip it high out to center off the stick of Edmonds. Now picked up by Brainerd out at center ice. Back inside the offensive zone for Brainerd. It's intercepted there by Christian Edmonds, who carries it up the ice. Out at center, he'll gain the red line, drives it into the offensive zone. It's picked up right out in front by Aiden Jerkovich, who couldn't get the shot off. He's right inside the slot. Another shot comes in from that far side. Came off the stick of the forward, Kamsula. 9:18 to play here in the first. 2-0, Brainerd leads Hibbing Chisholm. Game one of our championship brackets this morning on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Kelly Schultz with you on our web stream this morning, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. Hope check free, backhanded shot taken inside the circle by Jerkovich of Hibbing. He didn't get all of it. Now back up the ice, here comes Brainerd. Nice pass onto the stick of Stengrom, and a shot comes in. It's held onto there by Rocker. Hibbing Chisholm Pee Wee A team, coached by Eric Sundquist. Assistant coaches are Brian Bolf, Isaiah Dilly, and Joe Gabardi. Their squirt escort from Bemidji is Alex Berg, and the Hibbing Chisholm Pee Wee A team, sponsored by Rays Sport and Marine, which is our proud sponsor of our broadcast booth during our Bemidji State men's and women's hockey games here at the Sanford Center. Of course, Beaver men on the road this weekend at Air Force, a 3-3 tie last night. My husband, Brian Schultz, had the call of the game. Beaver women's hockey off until next weekend when they host Union here at the Sanford Center. First time ever that Bemidji State women have hosted Union. Brainerd with the puck, swept right through the crease by Gustafson. A shot blasted high. Cade Stengrom with a shot and a penalty coming up as the ref puts his arm up. We'll get a hooking call against Hibbing Chisholm. I looked over to my left. I saw Ryan Gerlich skating toward the bench. Looked over to the right into the corner, and the ref had his arm up in the air. So hooking the call against Jack Gabardi, the forward. Guessing he is the son of the assistant coach, Joe Gabardi. It's typically the case in Pee Wee A hockey. And so our first power play of the morning. The power play unit on for Brainerd. Brainerd controls. The puck is sent all the way across to the near side of the blue line and out to neutral ice. Brainerd's Martin Timmons carries it in. Passes it rink wide over to the near side. Found Anderson. Shot comes from the near side of the blue line off the stick of Wyatt Glass and out in front. His teammate wasn't able to put it away. Picked up again by Cale Koop. Koop sent it toward the net. It was intercepted. And it'll be driven back up the ice. Here comes Hildebrand. Hibbing Chisholm. He'll drive that one down low and peel off for a change as the Hibbing Chisholm Pee Wee A team. They change up their penalty killers. Reese Fisher out on the ice now, as well as Christian Edmonds. And the captain of the team, I believe, is Edmonds. See the C on his jersey. 15 seconds left on this penalty time to Gabardi. And so far, so good. A nice penalty kill there for Hibbing Chisholm, holding Brainerd to a 2-0 lead here in the first. Hibbing back to first full strength. Brainerd races up the ice. Stengrom with the puck. Tries to break away from one defender. Finds a shot. Big blocker stop there by Rocker. Well, we're into the near corner. Picked up now by Cade Stengrom again. His pass back to the blue line was misplayed. Out to neutral ice. Driven right back into the offensive zone and quickly carried out. Up the ice it goes. They wave off icing, saying it was touched up by Brainerd. Brainerd. Easton Anderson comes up with the puck. Dale Koop looking for the rink-wide pass. Wasn't able to get the pass off. Still inside the offensive zone for Brainerd. Centering pass came off the stick of Koop. Sailed through traffic and found a number of white and navy blue jerseys. Icing called against Hibbing Chisholm. That brings us under 5 minutes to play here in the first period. 4:54 to play in the first. Brainerd leads 2-0. Goals scored by Kennedy and Macau. And the penalty kill for Hibbing Chisholm was able to hold off Brainerd there earlier. Thanks to all of our sponsors of our broadcast this morning, Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, and Paul Benning Communications, along with Sister Smith's. Hibbing with the puck out at neutral ice, driven into the offensive zone by the other captain, Tyler Rotzi. He also wears a C on his jersey. And now here comes Landon Macau back up the ice. Macau races past everyone, slides that one toward the net. Big save there by Rocker. Are they going to call it a goal? They are. It looked like he had control of the puck, and somehow it ended up squirting past him. Brainerd leads 3-0. It's a hard-working goal there by McCowell. We'll get the official scoring coming up here. 4:10 left to play. Brainerd leads 3-0. Another shot and a goal. Wow, Brainerd, 2 quick goals here, 4-0. That one was scored by Carter Gustafson. 3:58 left to play. I'll get you all the scoring here. 2 quick goals, all within the span of 12 seconds for Brainerd. 4-0 our score. Another goal scored by Brainerd is up the ice. They came racing as I'm writing down all the scoring. And it's 5-0 here in the first period. Wow. 3:25 left in our first period. That'll teach me to look down and write notes. We'll get you the scoring here in just a moment. So Brainerd got off to a very strong start in the first, scoring at the 2:29 mark. They would tack on their second goal 2 minutes later. And first goal scored by Kennedy, second goal scored by McCow. Third goal scored by Kennedy, and then Gustafson had the fourth goal. We'll see who they give this fifth goal to. 3:17 to play here in the first, 5-0 Brainerd. Puck slid just wide of the net. Came off the stick of Kennedy. Ryan Kennedy, a defenseman, another shot and a goal. That time, Brainerd slid that one right behind the goaltender. I believe they're going to credit Easton Anderson for that one. And we've got ourselves a 6-0 game with 2:57 left here in the first. First period of hockey. Brainerd dominating on the scoreboard. Off the ice. Get a face-off over to the left of Brainerd's goaltender, Ryan Ehrlich. He hasn't seen a lot of action here. So they're going to give that last goal to Timmons from Anderson. 6-0 Brainerd. Goals by Kennedy, McCowell, Kennedy again, Gustafson, McCowell again, and Timmons. I think I got them all. With 2:24 left here in this first period. Blocker stopped there by Gerlich. Brainerd tries to clear it out of their zone. Tapped away by Gerlich again. Kept in at the blue line briefly there by Hibbing Chisholm. Nice play there by Hibbing's Ben Galley. Keep the Brainerd team from getting a breakaway. Flipped right toward the goaltender, Gerlich. Came off the stick of Kibbings Edmonds. We'll get a face-off right circle with a minute 54 left here in the first period. A 6-0 lead for Brainerd from the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. In the 30th annual Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Out at center ice, picked up again by Brainerd. Calvin Stengrum over to the far corner. Broken free. Reese Fisher tried to clear it. Now picked up by Edmonds. Edmonds races up the ice. He'll send it into the offensive zone. Fights his way along the far wall. Wasn't able to get past Calvin Stengrum. Stengrum with the puck, sends it ahead. Finds Carter Gustafson. Gustafson looks for a move. Nice stop there by Drew Rocker. 53 seconds left here in our first period. 6-0 Brainerd. We'll get you caught up with all the scoring coming up here. Icing called against Hibbing Chisholm. Face off right circle. 44.2 seconds left in the first. Face off is won by Hibbing's Aiden Jerkovich. Back wall. Gloved and dropped. Now picked up by Brainerd. Centering pass out in front. Oh, looking for the save was Rocker. Puck just sails right through the crease over to the left corner, over to the far side of the left circle, and we're going to get a penalty. They calling interference. Penalty coming up against Brainerd's Cade Stengrum. With 22.3 seconds left here. Holding was the call, actually. Oh, Brainerd almost scoring a shorthanded goal. Puck will be picked up there by Hibbing. And that will do it for period number one. A 6-0 lead here for Brainerd. We will come back and run through all of the scoring that is coming up next. First period out of the way. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ha, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Visit Stitchworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitchworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitchworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitchworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji. Kelly Schultz with you. With game one. Second period about to start. The Brainerd Pee Wee Double A team with a 6-0 lead. Goals scored by, 2 goals scored by Ryan Kennedy. 2 goals scored by Landon McCow. Goal scored by Carter Gustafson, and another goal scored by Martin Timmons. That's how the scoring looked. Lots of scoring there in that first period of hockey. As the Brainerd team trying to kill off a penalty here in the second period. 6-0 lead for Brainerd. As we switch sides, the Brainerd Pee Wee AA team will be skating from my right to left here in the second period. Minute 16 left on the penalty time. A holding call against Cade Stingram. And a nice glove save there by Drew Ricard of Hibbing Chisholm. Brainerd shorthanded carried the puck into the offensive zone. Minute 8 left here in our penalty time. Power play for Hibbing Chisholm. They haven't had many good looks. And a shorthanded goal scored by Brainerd makes it 7-0. Here in the second period, that puck came from the top of the blue line. Cale Koop will take credit for that one. Seven nothing Brainerd shorthanded goal. Again, Brainerd in this tournament found themselves on the losing end in their first game against Roseau on Friday, 6-0. After that, they were able to score some goals. Only lost by one to Minot, 4-3, then tied Hastings 3-3, and defeated Aubert Gilbert. Oh, they're going to give that to They're going to give the goal to Calvin Stendrum. Seconds left on the power play for Hibbing Chisholm. Nice hold there at the blue line. Puck sailed toward the net. Kick save made by Brainerd. Brainerd carries the puck back up the ice. Brainerd back to full strength. McCow. Shot blasted just wide of the net of Rocker. 7-0 Brainerd leads. Off the ice. Here comes Campsula. His shot just missing wide. Back ball tapped away by Gage Drews. And now here comes Brainerd with a shot and a goal. Right through the 5-hole. That one scored by Ryan Kennedy, and that is a hat trick, I believe, for Kennedy. It is. 14:47 left here in our second period. 8-0. Brainerd leads Hibbing Chisholm. Unassisted goal there by Kennedy. Brainerd again with the puck. Tries to drive that one right down the slot. It'll be smothered there by Rocker. Goaltender for Hibbing Chisholm. 8-0 our score. Brainerd with the lead here in our Headwaters bracket. Brainerd representing the West Division. Hibbing Chisholm out of the North Division. Brainerd coached by Dave Stengrum. Assistant coaches are Josh Anderson and Eric Wickhoff. Team manager Bruce Kennedy and Aaron Kennedy. And their sport escort from Bemidji, Waylon Pachinski. The Brainerd team sponsored by Deerwood Bank. A lot of great people put together this tournament. A lot of great sponsors supporting it. Not many tournaments like this in the country where we've got an opening ceremonies, much like the Olympics, where each team gets to skate out on the ice with their banner. They got a bagpiper. Even Paul Bunyan shows up. There's a color guard in the national anthem, and of course, another. Oh! I look down and I look back up, and Hibbing. Hibbing with a goal. So it's 8-1 now. Hibbing tacks on their first goal of the game here in the second period. We'll get you the official scoring. So Hibbing finally getting on the scoreboard. Maybe that'll open up the floodgates for him. Number 10. Edmonds will get credit for that goal. Gabardi gets the assist. And that is the first goal of the game for Hibbing. Comes here. 3:05 of the second period. We get a whistle and a stoppage. 8-1 our score here in the second period. An offside call against Hibbing. Faceoff comes just outside of Brainerd territory. Brainerd won the draw, driven rink wide. It'll be chased down and sent into the offensive zone by Chad King. Back wall centering pass out in front, smothered there by Rocker. Nice big play there by Hibbing's goaltender. He had two Brainerd players right on the doorstep. Carter Gustafson and Calvin Stengrum. Gustafson will face off against Jerkovic. Brainerd won the draw. Players tangled up there in the slot. Over to the corner, now picked up by Hibbing's Reese Fisher. Over to the corner, onto the stick of Bengali. Picked up by Brainerd. They'll slide it back to the blue line. It was misplayed there by Cade Stengrum. He'll have to chase it back into his own zone. Long head man pass out to center. On the stick of his brother Calvin Stengrum. Shot taken, nice big rebound, and covered up there by Rocker as Gustafson and Cal Stengrum were closing the gap there on that play. A couple of rebounds. And Drew Rocker coming up with some good saves there. Despite being down 8-1 to Brainerd, Hibbing battling hard here, trying to get back into this now that they've got a goal on the scoreboard. That goal scored by Christian Edmonds. The assist to Jack Gabardi. Loving sends a puck into the offensive zone. Tapped away. Gage Drews will chase it and slide it toward the net. It'll be covered up there by Ryan Gerlich. 11:55 left here in the second period. 8-1 Brainerd. Our Headwaters bracket of our games here this morning. We'll have all four. Games is Sunday for you. Oh, shot taken by Brainerd's Ryan Kennedy. Almost went up and over the shoulder of the goaltender. Another stick save as that one came from the blue line off the stick of Martin Timmins. Tied up over in the corner. Broken free, now Hibbing with the puck. Landon McGough slides it ahead, finds Kampsala. They'll play it rink wide into the offensive zone. Drews. Drews skates to the corner, gets bumped up against the boards. Tied up in the corner again, Gabardi. Gabardi lost control of the puck. We'll get a little help there. I believe it was Tate Merton. Backhanded shot taken by Tyler Rotzi. Slid to the back wall. Hibbing still controls. Now Hildebrand. Centering pass out in front. Hits traffic. Kept in at the blue line by Galley. This shot blocked. Blue line. Another shot comes in. Hibbing trying to get another one on the scoreboard here. Ben Galley to the lower part of the goal line. Another shot, and Tyler Rotzi trying to jam that one past Ryan Gerlich. Gerlich doesn't give up much. And Hibbing with a good offensive couple of shifts here. Unfortunately, Hibbing's going to head on a penalty kill as a penalty was called against Jack Gabardi, I believe. So Brainerd goes on a power play. Let's see what they call. Halfway through our hockey game here. Actually over halfway through our hockey game, it looks like. Eight, one, Brainerd. Unsportsmanlike conduct. You don't see that very often in Pee Wee hockey anyway. That is Gabardi's second penalty of the game. Here comes Hibbing shorthanded. Puck sails right to the stick of Ryan Gerlich. The minute 24 left on the penalty time to Hibbing's Jack Gabardi. Inside Brainerd territory. They will kick Gustafson out of the penalty, or out of the faceoff dot. Puck sails all the way up the ice onto the stick of Hibbing Strkovic. Stopped there by Jerkovic. We'll send it back into the offensive zone. Shorthanded. Brainerd on the power play for another 51 seconds. Racing up the ice on the right-hand side is Gustafson. We'll send it to the left corner. Merton comes up with it for Hibbing. Merton sends it into the offensive zone. It's intercepted. Back the other way, Gustafson gets stopped. Well, checked away there by off the stick of Campsula. Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. Mackow, centering pass out in front. Nice poke check by the goaltender, Rocker. And Hibbing able to clear it back up the ice. 2 seconds left on the penalty time to Jet. Gabardi. He is out of the penalty box. 8-1 our score. Brainerd leads with 7:55 left here in our second period. You're listening to Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament coverage here. PaulBunyanHockey.com, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. And our great sponsors of today's broadcast. Ooh, clanked off the far post by Hibbing. Back out to center. Kennedy with the puck. They'll carry it in. Driven over to the right circle. Glass drives it around to the near wall. Back to the blue line. To Kale Coop. Coop's shot blocked. Picked up there by Gage Drews. Sent back out to center ice. Brainerd leads 8-1. 7:12 left in our second period. Nice pass ahead. Stopped there at the blue line though by Brainerd. Driven back up the ice by Hibbings. Christian Edmonds, and icing is called against Hibbing Chisholm. So Hibbing with their lone goal came with 13:55 left in our second period. Finally put them on the scoreboard after being down 8-0. It was Edmund from Gabardi. Brainerd's gotten most of their scoring from Ryan Kennedy, who's got a hat trick here this morning. Landon McCowell with 2 goals. Timmons and Gustafson each with goals this morning for Brainerd. Now up the ice, here comes Hibbing Chisholm. They got poke checked at the blue line. Jace Campsula. And another goal. That one just snuck past the goaltender, Drew Rocker, and it's 9-1 Brainerd. With 6:24 left in the second. We'll get you the official scoring here. Gustafson from Stengren. That's the second goal of the day for Gustafson. 9-1 Brainerd leads here. 5:49 left to play in our second period. Shot blasted. Oh, off the glove of Rocker and in. That was a hard slap shot from the top of the left circle. And Landon McCow with his 3rd goal of the game. Makes it a 10-1 lead for Brainerd with 5:42 left in our second period.
Second period.
Wow. Brainerd's got some scoring power. While we were getting that scoring, back the other way came Hibbing. And Ryan Gerlich made a fantastic, very highlight reel sort of goal. Almost wish this was on video instead of just audio. Crazy save made by Gerlich on a fantastic play by Hibbing. 5:12 to play here in our second period, a 10-1 lead for Brainerd. McCall with a hat trick, as well as Kennedy with a hat trick. Now here comes Brainerd again. Kennedy stops, top of the left circle, passes, fires a shot, and a goal. The rebound. Oh, are they going to wave that one off? Dylan Wyckoff thought he had just scored off the rebound. Let's see what they decide to do here. I think they're going to wave it off because he was in the crease. Or goalie interference. What are they calling? I know the folks in the scorer's box trying to figure that out, but that is a no goal. Still 10-1 Brainerd. 4:52 to play. Here in the second period. Back inside Brainerd territory. Brainerd will come up with it. Carried out of the zone and intercepted, and an offsides call as it's carried right back in by Hibbing Chisholm's Christian Edmonds. He had a teammate coming out of that blue line. As the just about the same time he was going in over the blue line. Misplayed backwards by Hibbing. The goalie will come out to play it. Rocker. And it'll be lifted up the ice. Chasing it down is Martin Timmons of Brainerd. Clearing pass. Gloved and dropped there. Picked up now by Hibbing's Jack Abardi. His pass intercepted. Back the other way, here comes Brainerd. He'll drive it back behind the net of Rocker. Carried back up the ice by Edmonds. He gets stopped at the blue line. Now Kennedy with the puck for Brainerd. Kennedy's shot. Kick save made there. Another shot and smothered. Quick whistle. Are they going to count that one? They are. Brainerd goes up 11-1. As that puck squirted past Drew Rocker. Brainerd leads 11-1 here. 3:18 left in the second period. Here comes Hibbing Chisholm back inside the offensive zone. Ben Galley. It's tangled up there with a couple of Brainerd players. So the unassisted goal was scored by Chad King, the defenseman. His first of the game. Brainerd leads 11-1 here in the second period with 2:37 left. And Hibbing with the puck. They'll carry it up the ice, driven all the way up the ice. Wave off icing. Back inside the offensive zone, Brainerd. They're going to make a line change. One thing to note here as we get close to our 2-minute mark of our second period left in the second, I should say. There is a mercy rule. The third period, they will have running time if there are six or more goals separating the teams at the end of the second period. And they will revert back to stop time if that goal differential falls below six. So third period of this game will be a running time as of now, depending on if Hibbing Chisholm can get this back to a six goal or less differential. Ooh, big push there, back wall of Hibbing's zone. Puck is driven out to center by Hibbing Chisholm's Jace Campsula. Back behind the net. Puck will sail back to the blue line, kept in there by Brainerd. Kale Koop with a shot, and that one's held on to by the goaltender, Drew Rocker. He's seen a lot of action here this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. Feels like afternoon. It is still morning. We still have three more games left to be played here this morning in afternoon. 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kennedy sends a puck past. Drove that one toward the net. It was a nice kick save there by Rocker. Hibbing Chisholm goaltender. Off the ice. That puck was intercepted, carried right back into the offensive zone by Koop. Dropped out for Kennedy. At center of the slot, it's intercepted, and Tyler Rotzi will get to it. He'll drive it up the ice. Icing called against Hibbing Chisholm with 34 seconds left in her second period. They will clean the ice here in between the second and third period of this game. And we'll get you our third period coming up here in a brief moment. Shot blasted high off the draw by by Landon McCowell. Centering pass, nice play defensively there by Hibbing Chisholm. It's Christian Edmonds who got a stick on it. Hibbing with the puck, slid toward the net, stopped there by Brainerd. Oh, jamming it toward the net of Gerlich was Aiden Jerkovich. That'll do it for period number two, an 11-1 lead for Brainerd, but Hibbing Chisholm finally gets on the board here. After two periods of play, 11-1, Brainerd leads. We will come back and get you caught up with our scoring. That is next. You're listening to Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament right here on paulbunyanhockey.com. Our Headwaters bracket, two periods in the books. One more 17-minute period left here of game one of our four games on paulbunyanhockey.com.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all of the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Ottertail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitchworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitchworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitchworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitchworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Headwaters Bracket of our Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you, paulbunyanhockey.com and beaverradionetwork.com. The Brainerd team having no trouble scoring this morning, 11-1 after two periods of play, as the Brainerd team represents the West Division of this weekend's tournament, while Hibbing Chisholm represents the North Division. Our Headwaters bracket with two periods already in the books, running through the scoring. Ryan Kennedy already with three goals here today. Landon Macau with three goals as well. Carter Gustafson with two goals. Martin Timmons with a goal. And Chad King also with a goal for Brainerd. I think that all adds up. I missed a goal. Calvin Stangram also scoring there in that second period. The Hibbing Chisholm Pee Wee A team finally scoring with the 3:05 mark of the second period. Christian Edmonds from Jack Gabardi. That made it 8-1 at that time. So Hibbing has their work cut out for him here in this third period coming up. It will be running time. There is a mercy rule. If a team is separated by six goals or more, running time will commence in the third period. If it does, if Hibbing should be able to come back in this third period and score a couple goals and bring it within six, then running time will stop and we'll go back to how we were playing. But as of now, it's 11-1. Brainerd here in this first game of our morning. We've got many more games to come here this Sunday for you. Take a look at what's on the agenda. Of course, another game being played this morning in the consolation round of the Headwaters is Virginia versus Eveleth Chisholm. That game also started at 9 a.m. this morning. That's being played at the Bemidji Community Arena, while today's championship games all played here at the Sanford Center. Up next will be the Grand Forks Greyhounds, the home team, taking on Minot at 10:45 a.m. That is the, what bracket is that? The Blue Ox bracket. And then the Lumberjack bracket will be St. Cloud versus Hastings at 12:30. And the championship bracket today between Roseau and Champlain Park will be North versus South. Or, well, Twin Cities School versus a non-Twin Cities school. 2:30, that game will get started this afternoon. So, again, the cool story out of this weekend's tournament is the Humboldt Broncos, Pee Wee A-team, coming to this tournament for the first time ever in their history. Again, a kind Bemidji resident wanted to make sure that that team was recognized and could make the trip here. And Jim Haskell, shout out to him for taking care of the travel expenses for the Humboldt Bronco Pee Wee A team. Of course, if you recall, their junior team in a horrible bus accident. And our thoughts still with the folks there in Humboldt. That was a very devastating event. And it's nice to see Bemidji reaching out to the Pee Wee A Humboldt team and giving them the opportunity to be part of this event here this year. That's just what we do here in the state of hockey. And again, they're playing in the consolation round of the Lumberjack bracket against Devil's Lake at 12:30 over at the BCA. Actually, on my way into the rink here today, was visiting with John Carlson. He's part of the committee that helps organize this great tournament, and told him it would have been really cool to see Humboldt playing Bemidji in one of our championship games here today. But you know what? All is fair in hockey, and those two teams playing in the consolation round this morning. Not against each other. Bemidji will be playing in the consolation of the championship bracket against the Grand Forks Seawolves. Again, our third period right around the corner here from the Sanford Center. We will continue our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament after these words from our sponsors.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitsworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitsworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitsworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitsworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you. PaulBunyanHockey.com, our 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. And again, 11-1 our score here after two periods of play. Brainerd leading Hibbing Chisholm. Thanks again to the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament for asking me to be part of this great event. It's always fun to see some of these players come through the Pee Wee A tournament. And there have been some great players who've come through this tournament over the years. You might recognize some of these names, like, oh, Ryan and Grant Patolny. How about Joe Motzko? There were some greats who've come through this tournament over the many years. Of course, Motzko played for the 2007 Stanley Cup champion Anaheim Ducks. He was a Bemidji native. And then you got the Patolnys, who both played for the University of Minnesota. Ryan went on to play with the Edmonton Oilers, and he's currently there right now in the NHL. Grant Patolny is the full-time assistant coach for the, full-time assistant coach for the University of Minnesota. So lots of great players have come through this tournament. It's always fun to see who shines. So far, Brainerd's got two youngsters who have hat tricks here this morning, Landon Macau and Ryan Kennedy, number 10 and number 7. We will, I'm guessing we'll see great things from those two guys in the future as well. Kennedy, a defenseman. Keep your eyes peeled for that kid. He'll be making waves when he gets to the high school level. It'll be interesting to see. Of course, Hibbing Chisholm, also with some quality players. Christian Edmonds really has a great presence on the ice, the defenseman, as well as Tyler Rotze. He's a gritty player as well on the forward side of the puck. And Edmonds with the lone goal for Hibbing here this morning as they find themselves down 11-1. The Brainerd team out on the ice right now, awaiting Hibbing Chisholm to come out for our third period of hockey here. Headwaters bracket. Again, the Brainerd team getting to this championship game with a win in bracket play, 8-2 over Eveleth Gilbert, while Hibbing Chisholm defeated Virginia in their bracket play, 5-2 of the tournament. And don't forget, you can follow the Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament on their Twitter as well with live updates. Go to PBIHT. So, and you can also follow along here, PaulBunyanHockey.com, with all of our live coverage. Hibbing Chisholm making their way to the ice here to start this third period. The Brainerd team to my left. They'll be skating from left to right. One cool thing, another cool thing about this tournament is that each team in the tournament has a squirt escort out of the Bemidji area. Hibbing Chisholm's squirt escort is Alex Berg. The Brainerd squirt escort is Waylon Paczynski. It's probably the coolest part of the weekend for these youngsters is they get to hang out with these older kids and be their ambassador for the Brainerd Youth Hockey. Pretty cool stuff. They get treated like a team member and get to host them, and pretty cool. Brainerd will drive the puck into the offensive zone to start things off here in the third. 11-1 our score. Brainerd leads. Chad King drives the puck back to the blue line for Landon McCall. Now we got poke checked away. Here comes Hibbing up the ice. Puck is intercepted though. Hibbing tries to get it back. Brainerd will clear it out, and offsides will be the call. As Hibbing was trying to carry it back into the offensive zone. Player coming out of the zone. Face-off just outside of Brainerd territory. Hildebrandt, Gustafson faces off against McGough. McGough sent it into the offensive zone. Drews. Now Brainerd intercepts. They'll carry it up the ice. Here comes Chad King. King, his pass. Shot blasted wide of the net by Calvin Stengram. Brainerd keeps it alive inside the offensive zone. Stengram again to the back wall. Gustafson. Kept in at the blue line. Popped out and carried right back in by Brainerd. Poke checked away. Nice stop there by Gage Drews of Hibbing. Christian Edmonds got a handle on it. Stolen away by Gustafson. Centering pass clanked off the near post by Chad King. Six different players have scored here this morning for Brainerd. Gustafson, King, McCall, Stengram, Kennedy, and Timmons. A lone goal for Hibbing. Chisholm scored by Edmonds. Edmonds not able to keep the play alive inside the offensive zone. He'll flip it to center. Brainerd clears it. Edmonds tries to get in the way. Up the ice, here comes Timmons. Timmons pass bounces off of one of the Hibbing Chisholm defenders. And they're going to call offside as the puck just skipped out of the blue line. Timmons tried to keep it alive there for Brainerd. We'll get you a faceoff just outside of the blue line here. 13:52 left here in our hockey game, and running time as the Brainerd team leads 11-1. The Brainerd Warriors, I should mention. Pee Wee A team, the same nickname as their high school team. Bemidji State women played at the Brainerd rink for the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game in their first half of the season. A nice rink there in Brainerd that the Brainerd Warriors boys and girls high school teams play at, and I'm guessing the youth teams all play at as well. Unfortunately for Bemidji State, they lost that game 3-0 to St. Cloud. Brainerd has a very good girls program this year. Haven't kept up with the boys high school program as much, just because I cover mostly women's hockey, but their youth program, looking at the score right now, 11-1, is looking pretty good for future years. Especially when you got two kids with hat-tricks. Here comes Hibbing Chisholm. Drews with a pass. He was trying to go from dot to dot there in the offensive zone. Wasn't able to put it on target. Shot blasted there by Landon McGough. Just lifted high and wide. McGough again with the puck. to the blue line. Now McGough. Another shot. It was blocked out in front there by Cade Stingram. Kept in at the blue line. Nice big play. Another tapper toward the net by Gage Drews. Just missed wide. 11:46 to play here. 11-1 Brainerd leads. Warriors living up to their namesake this morning here in the headwaters bracket of our Pulbinian International Youth Hockey Tournament coverage. Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. Intercepted. It'll be driven around the boards. Kept in over on the far wall by Coop. Coop, his pass, just missing the stick of King. King will drive it around the back wall over to the far wall. Left corner, Ryan Kennedy. Kennedy gets tripped up and a penalty coming up here against Hibbing Chisholm. With 10:55 to play. Again, running time here in this third period. 11-1 Brainerd leads and they go on a power play. Christian Edmonds not happy about the call. Not happy about being in the penalty box. Kind of don't blame him. Tripping is the call to Edmonds. A minute 38 left in that Brainerd power play. Back to the blue line, held by Timmons. I'll drive it to the back wall behind the net of Rocker. Timmons, not able to hold it at the blue line. Gerlich lets it slide away. Coop with the puck. That man pass to King. Power play for another 53 seconds. Brainerd chases the puck back into their own zone. Coop collects it at the back wall. Gets poke-tricked away by Jack Gabardi. Headman pass up the ice. Tapped ahead by Cal Stangrum. Gelly clears it around the boards. Kept in by Brainerd's Cade Stangrum. Rink-wide pass by King. Finds Macau. Kate Merton tries to clear for Hibbing. Tapped in by Carter Gustafson. Gustafson not able to get the shot off. Hibbing back to full strength. Shot blasted there at the blue line by Cade Stingram, the right winger. Here comes Hibbing Chisholm up the ice. Oh, poke checked away. Jack Gabardi was looking for the breakaway on that play. It was poke checked away there by Brainerd's Landon McCow. Picked up now by Easton Anderson. He'll send it out to center. Finds Cal Stingram. Now Hibbing with the puck inside their own zone. They'll skate around the goaltender. Driven up along the far wall. Nice play out to center. Came off the stick of Drews. It was intended for Kampsala. Kept in by Ben Galley. Galley drives it to the right-hand corner of the offensive zone. Pass intercepted. Came from the back wall. It was picked up now by Cade Stingram. He'll carry it up the ice and way offside. His brother was two strides ahead of him. 7:08 to play here in the third. 11-1, Brainerd leads. Two hat tricks here this morning, Macau and Kennedy. Gustafson and... Actually, Gustafson with the other two goals. King, Stingram, and Timmons all with goals. And the lone Hibbing Chisholm goal scored by Christian Edmonds. Chisholm with a nice little setup there. Tapped away though, as Gabardi wasn't able to pull the trigger. Centering pass. Oh! Nice stop there by Gerlitt. Goaltender. Again, Gabardi got that one on target, but he was stopped there by the goaltender. Back inside Hibbing territory. He'll be chased over to the far wall by Campsala. Back wall, Edmonds. Checked away, Gabardi. He'll drive it out to center. Was looking for Rotzi. Now back the other way, Gustafson, a shot. His pass actually was tipped away. And will be played out to center ice by Hibbing Chisholm as they peel off for a change. 5:27 to play here in our hockey game. 11-1, Brainerd leads. Wyatt Glass. His shot intercepted. It's blocked by Reese Fisher. Now here comes Fisher up the ice. Fisher drives that one off the stick of Ryan Gerlich. Brainerd gets a handle on the puck and they will clear it out to center ice. And they're going to say it was offside. Just outside of the Brainerd blue line, 4:43 to play here in our third period as time continues to wind it down. The mercy rule in effect here in this third with a score of 11-1 in favor of Brainerd. We've got our Blue Ox bracket up next. Championship game coverage here. PaulBunyanHockey.com. That game slated to start at 10:45 this morning. So that's the Blue Ox Championship game. We'll get you caught up on the score of the consolation round of this one between Virginia and Evelyn Chisholm being played over at the Bemidji Community Arena. Our score here in this Headwaters bracket championship game. Brainerd with the 10-goal lead. And we get a penalty coming up. It'll be against Brainerd. Wrong penalty box. As Brainerd's Easton Anderson heads to the sin bin. Brainerd's been pretty disciplined. This is only their second penalty of the game. 3:14 left in the game. Now they're going to put two players in the penalty box. I didn't catch what happened there. We'll figure it out here. So a power play for Hibbing Chisholm. Christian Edmonds tried to get the puck toward the net. Another shot comes up the slot. That one was blocked off the ice. Shot taken. Cool. Shorthanded chance there for Brainerd. A nice post-to-post play by Drew Ricard. 2:15 left in our hockey game. A minute left in the penalty time to Brainerd's Easton Anderson. Inside Living Chisholm territory. They finally get a handle on the puck. Let's see if they can put one in here late. Minute 53 left to play. A shot comes high over to the near post. Taken there by Christian Edmonds. It'll be held on by Ryan Gerlich, goaltender for Brainerd. Minute 38 to play here in our hockey game. 11-1 Brainerd. Brainerd's going to be the Headwaters Bracket Championship winner this morning. 10 seconds left in the extra attacker. Oh, Edmonds looking for the tip in. Almost had John Anderson there. Another shot taken. Brainerd's back to full strength. And up the ice, here comes Gustafson. Gustafson, backhand, just missing the glove side. 1 minute left here in the hockey game. Brainerd leads 11-1. Timmons slides that one right through the crease. Kennedy not able to pull the trigger. Now up the ice, here comes Hibbing Chisholm. The shot, big rebound out in front. Puck is finally smothered there by Gerlich as Reese Fisher tried to jam it past. Tate Merton also out there trying to get that one through. 23 seconds left. Faceoff, left circle. Hibbing Chisholm had won the faceoff. Over to the corner, tied up now. Jack Campsola tries to break it free. Brainerd will get a piece of it. 10 seconds left here in our hockey game. Up the ice, here comes Wyatt Glass. Glass looks for the final shot of the morning, and that's going to do it, folks. 11-1, our final score here, as Brainerd wins the Headwaters Championship over Hibbing Chisholm. No goals scored there in that third period. All of them came in the first and second period. The lone goal for Hibbing Chisholm came in the second, 3:05, the time of the goal. Christian Edmonds from Jack Gabardi. That was the lone goal scored for Hibbing. The Brainerd team with two hat tricks here this morning. Landon McCow and Ryan Kennedy. McCow's hat trick came with 5:42 left of the second, while Kennedy's hat trick goal, his third, came at the 14:47 left in that second period. And again, the Brainerd team, the Warriors, winners of the Headwaters bracket. Their Pee Wee Double A team will get medals. Their squirt escort, Waylon Kuczynski, sponsored by Deerwood Bank.
Number 3, Easton Anderson. Number 4, Dylan Whitehouse. Number 5, Wyatt Glass. Number 6, Chad King. Number 7, Landon Mankow. Number 8, Calvin Stender. Number 9, Kate Stender. Number 10, Ryan Kennedy. Number 11, Braden Manicky. Number 12, Mark Timmons. Number 14, Cale Coop. Number 35, Ryan Gerlich. Squirt escort, Waylon Kuczynski. Coaches Dave Stengren, Josh Anderson, and Eric Wyckoff.
That does it for our Headwaters Championship bracket. And we will have the next game. That is the Blue Ox Bracket championship game between Grand Forks Greyhounds and Minot. That's coming up at 10:45. We will return after these messages from our sponsors.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Ottertail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go!
Try something new!
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitchworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitchworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitchworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitchworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.